Blog Talk Radio.
What you say? Doing this, you're on my way. I'm just trying to make a living, working on a holiday. All these people trying to shout me out behind my back, they're all laughing, don't know what I'm about. Hell, now I'm getting paid, and I call it senior work. Trying to start a room when I write it, go berserk. Looking up online, and I see all of my idols. Call me rich now, cause my words are going title. Money ain't a model, but the fence determine what I'm making next. Yeah, I'm writing up a sermon for the people, and I say, pray to God, he be blessing us all. Through the doubters out there, remember, purpose them all, yeah. Call me at the social park, speaking out there. Write another one, learning how to take care. Got a family not existing, need a work for. Ain't a baller, but I shoot, and I make cuts. Let the music speak itself, gotta work hard. Ain't nobody gonna stop another speeding car. Got a dream, need to see, make reality. Never throw me off, that's just my mentality.
And I know now, friends won't last for long. Like a story, there's an end, ain't a sequel, can't pretend. So I know you're gone. Since you left me now, here's a challenge for your pal. Bring me down, bring me down.
Such is just another word that's put into the dictionary. Has another meaning, skip it, cause it ain't a fairy. Standing out, now I'm talking aloud. It was never about the currency, it's beer in a crowd. All I made, take a hit, and embrace what they say. If a legend were spits, then I wouldn't decay. Swear it happens now and then, they don't even have all of the clues. Not saying names, you don't try me like you used to. Call it trouble just to make it, but I'm lucky enough. Ain't the biggest guy, I promise I would never ever bluff. Never judged by the looks, I'm a different agent. I've been running with the wolves, I've been born. Ages. You can never tell my mind is if we stop up those talks. Someone tried it out on me and I'm sure when it's all talk. You can argue with our contracts, I ain't never so slick. Tell me every word I write is making stomach sick. Sorry, I was never really part of click. I'd be better off singing rather than not a prick. Tell me, everybody wants to see me fail. Well, it's just too bad I would never pay their bail.
And I know now, friends won't last for long. Like a story, there's an end. Ain't a sequel, can't pretend. So I know you're gone. Since you left me now, here's a challenge for your pal. Bring me down.
Yo, we are live on USA Blog Network's The Dopeness Interview Series. I'm live with DJ Namus. What's going on, brother?
Yo, what's going on, man? Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Bro, it's good to talk with you, man. All right, so for those who don't know, DJ Namus is a songwriter, recording engineer, performer, and producer. He's also CEO of 2020 Sound. All right? He just dropped, last year he dropped an album. If you didn't go and get that on iTunes or Spotify, it's called Nomination, right? You can go and get that at any time. But also, we're here to talk about his newest single, which is called On Track. So you definitely can get that on USA Blog Network. But first, I just wanted to say what's up, man. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Namus.
Yo, what's good, guys? My name is DJ Namus. I've been working with music for quite a number of years now, actually, even though I'm only 18 years old. And I recently recorded this song on track, actually in my college dorm room here in Syracuse University. And, you know, you just got to keep hustling, you know?
That's crazy, man. So when I had called last night, were you headed somewhere? Did you have a gig or something?
Actually, no. I was at Syracuse. I was in my dorm room, literally getting ready for the interview, and even in college, I'm actually looking to expand my business over here, DJ for other parties, like in the future, like next semester I'm planning on. I'm only a college student, and I'm making sure I get my music out there for everybody to hear.
Word, bro. So tell us how you got your start in the game, and also I'm really interested in your DJ, your producer, you are a hip-hop artist. What do you really
yep.
see yourself as?
Well, I don't want to label myself as strictly like a hip-hop artist because I like to explore like other genres as well, such as EDM, regular pop. I just like to label myself as a performer and just like a positive influence within the music industry.
Word. So do you make a lot of beats?
Oh, yeah. Everything on my album and every song that I'll release on iTunes, Google Play, all those different sources, those are all produced by myself. I don't have anyone else like working with me on my own productions, at least for now. The only exceptions are a couple of SoundCloud works, like especially for those in like 2015, if not earlier. I used to like borrow beats online that were free, and I would just download them, like learn to rap over them, write my own lyrics, and then I just release them for people to hear.
Oh, cool. And how did you, like, begin actually writing? Did you start producing first, DJing first, or writing first?
I actually started, I guess, like, from a technical standpoint, we could say I started producing first. But it was really, like, writing that got me more into the actual music industry itself. I remember when I was 11 years old, I was just, like, learning how to play all these different songs on the piano, even though I had no idea how to play it. And my father would walk in one day, and he caught me playing literally a Katy Perry song, actually, out of all things. And he told me to keep going with it. And I took his advice, and before you know it, I learned how to, like, make these things called music mashups. Are you familiar with those?
Yeah, it's kind of like, EDM?
Well, it can be. Basically, you just take vocals from one song, like a production of another song, combine the two, and you make something completely different.
Those are always dope.
Oh, yeah, word, man. I basically got into those when I was 11, 12 years old, and I would just, like, play around with it up until I was 14. And then I would, like, release my songs under, like, an older account, like, all my mashups. And then once my dad heard them, he was impressed by everything. But he thought I could go an extra mile and learn how to actually, like, produce my own songs from scratch. And as time went on, I learned how to produce my own songs, and then before you know it, bam, I'm here talking to you.
Wow. It sounds like he was a huge influence. Was he into music at all? Was he a musician?
Ironically, he knows nothing about music whatsoever. He has a medical practice down in my hometown.
Okay, so he has a good ear and it just knows what he wants his son to do. Like, man, if you're gonna do it, do it right.
Well, yeah, he supported my musical endeavors and he was very proud of like what I was able to accomplish by myself. And he just inspired me to keep going with it and just be humble and passionate about what I love to do, but not also to like go forward with it like too much to the point where it's like consuming me 24/7. I also have to take care of other priorities, especially family, friends, and academics as well. And fortunately, just recently, even at the beginning of my first semester of college, I've already managed to my time to work in schoolwork and record and produce my own songs, even within the comfort of my own dorm room.
Wow, dog. That's amazing. Salute to you for that because when I was in college, every minute of the day was focused on, you know, that schoolwork, that homework, that classwork, you know, that syllabus, all that. So salute to you and hats off for that. Are you able to like get gigs around the campus or anything like that?
As a first semester freshman, I still have to work my name up there. And even walking in like August, I was kind of nervous about like how exactly people would think of my image, how I would accomplish all this and that, especially since I'd be limited in terms of like bringing my equipment over to Syracuse as well. But I managed to work it, with the help of my friends, family, and like the support of everyone around me, especially like even strangers that I would just like play my music for, like at a party or something if I got the DJ's permission.
Right.
They all supported it, and, you know, there was, like, a sign basically telling me, hey, you know, Namus, you got to check this out, you got to keep hustling, and you got to figure this thing out. So I bought some, like, cheaper equipment online, and then just had that, like, shipped over here with my parents' permission, of course. And then I recorded on track with that very same equipment. And then with, like, the skills that I've learned, like, throughout many years of software, I recorded that song. And next semester, my plans are actually, with the help of the promotion of this song and my album as well, I plan on doing gigs basically at all these different frat parties, sports parties, like, you name it.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah,
it's
word,
It's
going to
be huge.
I
like,
personally
real
don't
talk.
Believe in limits. Yeah, word. I personally don't believe in limits, my guy.
So, I mean, especially when you capture the whole campus, like when people get wind of your music, how do they usually respond?
They usually respond with who produced that beat or who rapped over it or who wrote the lyrics. And they'll ask all these different questions because they'll think it's like something they had to hear on the radio but aren't necessarily familiar with it. And then I'll just explain, that was me, and you haven't heard this on the radio yet because, well... It's not exactly out there like to that point yet. Keyword is
right.
The yet, by the way.
So nomination.
And just
that
like,
was
looking in shock. Yeah.
Go ahead.
What's up?
Are you about to say something?
No, I was just about to say they just look at me with shock when I explain to them like how I make all this music.
Right. And you're a freshman. And you're still, like, you know, moonlighting. That's amazing, dude. Amazing.
Thank you.
And you released an album last year, nomination, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct.
How did that go over? What was the reception to that?
Reception with that was absolutely astonishing and unbelievable. Even my family and, like, my closest friends of all were in, like, great shock that I was capable of basically putting together this entire project and especially like finding appropriate artists to feature on some of my songs as well.
Oh yeah. And you produced the whole album?
The entire album was produced by me. There was nobody else who helped me out with that part necessarily. The only exception is like one of my piano teachers who like helps me further my knowledge and he helps me like come up with a couple of the creative ideas. Shout out to Steve Cohen. But other than that, the entire album is all me.
Dope, dog. And then you coordinated the singers with the rap, you know, the raps that you had and all of that with your production. Amazing, dude. Go and check out Nomination. If y'all can just Google Nomination or go on iTunes or Spotify or SoundCloud, and you'll find DJ Namus Nomination. We're here to talk about the newest single, which is called On Track. So tell us about the concept of On Track and the process of making that.
So it was actually like a few days before I was heading over to Syracuse, and I was just sitting down in my studio, and I wanted to come up with like an instrumental that would basically reflect like a goodbye to like older memories and moving on to a brand new chapter of life. Hence the car that you're actually seeing in the picture. That's the car I have back home. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I need to make this a positive vibe. I need to have a great feeling out there. So that way people can jam to this and at the same time feel really good about themselves and really feel that they're, pun intended by the way, on track to the next chapter of life.
Oh, so this is about kind of like your move, like your transition to college?
Yeah, not necessarily to college, but like I'm on track to the next chapter of my life in which I'm really going like much, much farther and expanding myself in so many different ways that I could have ever imagined even like a few months ago. That's the like the primary thing behind it.
That's amazing, dude. Is On Track on an album that's coming up?
It's going to be on an upcoming EP. I haven't done too much promotion with it yet because I'm still adjusting to college life and I'm still working things out with a couple of newer artists that I want to feature on the on an EP. But I'm working on something called the Back to You EP that I'm going to start blasting in, I'd say, a month or two.
What is that EP called again?
Back to You.
Back to You. All right.
Yeah, Back to You.
What I want you to do, DJ Namus, is introduce one track. I'm going to play it live right now.
All right, sure. How do you want me to introduce it? You just want me to say my name and then all that?
Yep.
All right, bet. Let me know when to go.
No, go ahead.
Oh, word, my bad.
This is DJ Namus.
What's good, guys? Yo, what's good, guys? This is your boy DJ Namus on USA Block Network. Hope you're all having a great day today. We are going to be playing On Track right now, my newest single. Hope you all enjoy
Woo.
It.
Woo! Let's go.
You know, sometimes there are going to be days where you feel like nothing good is going to happen to you, where things just get so much harder that you feel like you really want to give up. But that's just your journey to the finish line. You need to keep going, keep driving fast, and never let anything stop you from what you're meant to achieve. You're the greatest. Stay on track. Gotta get up and go. You know I'm moving fast. Singing out on my thoughts so we can have a blast. We'll be driving along till they mess for our feet. Leading everybody here. Yeah, we're staying on track. Yeah, we're staying on track. You can tell them that we're back. We'll be staying on track. Hey, we'll be staying on track.
Loyal fans, find a thing. This is what I see. Trying to take the bigger picture right in front of me. Open book, but you need to learn the content. Never say it wasn't clear. You knew what I meant, I'm telling you. I'm the future of the next decade. Basing up my word and tracking, jamming through a blockchain. Nothing's gonna stop me and I'm never gonna crash. I'm working for my passion and I'll be there in a flash. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, what's up? Let me show you what is up. It's the progress that I'm making and a label building up. You should know, you should see, I'm a millionaire to be. Working for my independence from a job and to be free. I don't need all my friends' approval, trying to get my own. Get myself inside a studio, you can't intrude my zone. I'll be doing what I can, there's no way I'm off this track. I'm a living legend in the making, earn myself a plaque, and it's flat. Gotta get up and go, you know I'm moving fast. Singing out on my thoughts so we can have a blast. We'll be driving along to the limit for our speed. Leading everybody here, yeah, we're staying on track. Yeah, we're staying on track. You can tell them that we're back. We'll be staying on track. Hey, we'll be staying on track. Imaginary limitations, fatherless of mine. They are thinking they can never do it all the time. There's a reason why a mindset can be valuable. With the confidence, a bonus, it's admirable. But in the future again, I'm doing that with new friends. Will people be staying in time? I'm sticking myself with their nod. I really just wanna be happy. Write up a song, it's catchy. I'm building my power and my fluency can meet at the top and make everything drop. How can they go? As they're dancing to the tempo or the switch up of the flow. Going safe, looking right. We could take a private plane. Be your ghost, be your work. Let us run up for control. Yeah. I wasn't born to be so quiet, not in 99. I've been raised to be the greatest and a great one's mine. If you're thinking there's a problem, I'll just let you talk. You would bring me one step closer to my red carpet walk.
Gotta get up and go, you know I'm moving fast. Singing out on my thoughts so we can have a blast. We'll be driving along to the limit for our speed. Leading everybody here, yeah, we're staying on track. Yeah, we're staying on track. You can tell them that we're back. We'll be staying on track. Hey, we'll be staying on track. Yeah, we're staying on track. You can tell them that we're back. We'll be staying on track.
Yeah. Yo, that right there was On Track by the homie DJ Namus. And I believe that's off the upcoming EP. It's called Back to You. If we hope and pray, it's going to be on that EP that's coming up. Are we right?
Yeah, word, bro. It's going to be on there.
Hey, prayers work.
Mm-hmm.
That was dope, bro.
Thank you,
so,
man.
How are you feeling over there, DJ Namus?
Can you repeat that?
How are you feeling over there? How are you feeling?
How am I feeling? Feeling
yeah.
pretty psyched, bro. This is my first live interview, and I can't wait to see what else to come.
Bro, great music, man. So I'm very curious now because I heard you spit. Like, your hip-hop flow is definitely right, right? Singing, songwriting, you got it. So I'm trying to understand. Your name is DJ Namus. Namus. So
yeah, Namus.
Is it right, Namus? So, like, if you spit that good, like your songwriting is tight. Like, you can write like a hit song like that. How
sure,
is
man.
The DJing though? Like, the DJing has got to be like close to like perfect. If your name is DJ Namus, that's what I'm thinking. Like, you sound like a pop hip hop artist. Writer, songwriter, producer, but your name is DJ Namus. So, how often do you rock a show with the DJing?
If I had to be completely honest with you, I don't really do too many shows, at least as of now, because for the past couple of years, it's really been just focusing on making my productions as strong as they are as possible. Even now, I'm still like, I still feel that I haven't reached my full potential towards what I can truly produce yet. I'm still trying to like create an even more distinctive sound similar to what On Track is like. And I just keep practicing, like even freestyling to myself, trying to improve my flow even more. And just basically becoming the best artist I possibly can. So that way, when I really start doing shows, DJing, and doing all of that, you're already going to be seeing an even better version of me than you're hearing like On Track.
So, do you think that you're a better DJ than you are an artist?
Honestly, we'll have to find out in the future. You
That's
never know
what's
going to happen.
Saying.
We'll see about that. Like, personally, there's so many things that I really love to do. Producing, writing, recording it myself. It's like, that's all a passion of mine. And I've DJed gigs in the past, just not like not too much recently. And I remember interning for one DJ once, and I was absolutely in love with the concept, and I really enjoyed it, and it's something that I really want to pursue and do, especially at gigs, like just DJing my own songs, like behind the booth, and then maybe somehow like getting in front and performing right in front of the crowd and somehow working that out. I want to be distinctive
like,
and unique when it comes to that.
And just surprise them. Like, they don't know, but they'll find out at the event.
Mm-hmm.
That's
you
want to
leave them shocked and surprised.
Yeah, that's dope. Like,
thank
so
you, man.
They book you, they'll book you for thinking they're just gonna get music, like straight up music, like your beats or like stuff that you produced. But then you pull out the mic and actually MC it, like halfway through, and just totally they're gonna lose their shit, like.
Hey, you know, they won't know what I'm capable of. If they don't know the name, they won't know what I'm capable of.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so that was DJ Namus with On Track. You know, he's an up-and-coming artist. He holds big dreams and success within the hip-hop industry and worldwide, international market. He is no limit to his sound. Tell me what 2020 sound is about.
So I remember I was having this discussion with my father once, very similar to the music production talk. He said that as good as an artist as I can possibly be, whether if it comes to literally all aspects of what I do, something that like artists sometimes don't exactly make is like the greatest amount of money compared to like managers or compared to like the official businessmen that are in charge of like the music industry, especially owners of record labels. He inspired me to actually start something of my own, gather my own team of clientele to actually record songs for me and like produce works for them that sound even better than I do, and then help like gather this entire organization of people to help create the future of sound. Something that I aim to achieve within the next decade is literally to like set brand new standards that is completely different compared to what you'll hear from artists like Lil Pump and from other trap artists as well.
Are you serious? And, is your dad your manager? Because he's a genius.
Nope, I'm my own manager. He's
salute to dad,
manager.
Though. Salute to Pops. You're doing your thing with your son, man. Salute to you. I got my hand to my eye, and I'm saluting you, Pops. Real talk. That's great. So tell me about 2020. You got a stable?
What's up?
With 2020 Sound, do you have a stable yet of artists?
What do you mean by that? Can you clarify?
Well, I was going to say, you said your pop had gave you that advice that you should produce for other artists and bring them under your fold.
Oh, yeah. What I've done recently is actually update my website to offer all these different services for artists to just, like, openly check out, like, production services or have myself, like, ghostwrite them, all things like that. So that way my business becomes much more profitable. And in case, like, there's an artist that sounds great and all, but isn't exactly interested in, like, applying to be signed, like, directly to 2020 Sound, I opened up the label so that way I could just, like, produce, like, things all for them. And then on top of that, artists that have recorded for me in the past are, like, official clientele. So now whenever I'm, like, back home and not over at Syracuse, they come to my studio, they record, and we just keep actively working together. I don't have, like, any artists, like, formally signed to the label yet because it is a startup, of course, and I don't have the proper funds. But in the future, I do believe 2020 Sound has a lot of potential to really become a mobile.
But you do have a studio that you record.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Thank
you,
man.
You once said that in today's society, there are people who aren't happy or confident with themselves. There's a lot of creativity in this world that may not even be expressed because of doubt or other judgments. Was that you?
That's correct. That's all me. Everything you're seeing on the website is written by me, designed by me. I'm a straight hustler when it comes to this.
Yeah, so you overcame your fears and now you're ready?
Yeah, I'd say so. I've been waiting for this, like, all my life, and I've always felt that, like, there's something I really wanted to do with it. I really wanted to be out there, help other people out especially. It's the greatest feeling that money can never buy, especially.
Man, I'm very proud of you, brother.
Thank you.
And I really appreciate you coming on to the Dopeness interview series. What I want you to do is go ahead and introduce, tell everybody where they can find On Track at, and hit them with your Twitter, right, your IG, and your Facebook.
All right, guys. You can all check out On Track on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Tidal, basically literally every streaming service that you can find, even SoundCloud, YouTube. You can also catch me on Twitter at DirajNavis_. When we talk on Instagram, we're also talking DirajNavis_. Snapchat, LivinLegend7, LIVIN, Legends7.
Legend Devin. And once again, bro, very cool guy.
Thank you.
DJ Namis, he will be all across USA Blog Network. All right, so definitely check him out this week. His new track is On Track, so that's a fact. Check that shit out, Jack. All right, and we appreciate you coming on, DJ Namis. And appreciate everybody who listened to the stream, everybody's going to listen to the stream. And we're going to play it one more time as we're going out. But, man, definitely salute to you and salute to 2020 Sound.
Thank you so much, man, especially for having me on here. I'm grateful and humbled to be on here.
My dude. All right, y'all. Another episode of USA Blog Network's interview series, The Dopeness. We'll be right back tomorrow. With some more, nothing but the dopeness, nothing but the dopest artists in life. We out. On track.
You know, sometimes there are going to be days where you feel like nothing good is going to happen to you. Where things just get so much harder that you feel like you really want to give up. But that's just your journey to the finish line. You need to keep going. Keep driving fast and never let anything stop you from what you're meant to achieve. You're the greatest. Stay on track. Gotta get up and go. You know I'm moving fast. Sing it out on my thoughts so we can have a blast. We'll be driving along to limits for our speed. Leading everybody here. Yeah, we're staying on track. Yeah, we're staying on track. You can tell them that we're back. We'll be staying on track. Hey, we'll be staying on track.
Loyal fans, find a thing. This is what I see. Trying to take the bigger picture right in front of me. Open book, but you need to learn the content. Never say it wasn't clear. You knew what I meant, I'm telling you. I'm the future of the next decade. Racing up my word, a track and jamming through a blockchain. Nothing's gonna stop me and I'm never gonna crash. I'm working for my passion and I'll be there in a flash. Yeah, what's up? Yeah, what's up? Let me show you what is up. It's the progress that I'm making and a label building up. You should know, you should see, I'm a millionaire to be. Working for my independence from a job and to be free. I don't need all my friends' approval, trying to get my own. Get myself inside a studio, you can't intrude my zone. I'll be doing what I can, there's no way I'm off this track. I'm a living legend in the making, earn myself a plaque, and it's flat. Gotta get up and go, you know I'm moving fast. Sing it out on my thoughts so we can have a blast. We'll be driving along to limit for our speed. Leading everybody here, yeah, we're staying on track. Yeah, we're staying on track. You can tell them that we're back. We'll be staying on track. Hey, we'll be staying on track.
Imaginary limitations fatherless of mine. They are thinking they can never do it all the time. There's a reason why a mindset can be valuable. With the confidence and bonus, it's admirable. But in the future again, I'm doing that with you, friends. Will people be saying it's hard? I'm testing myself with their nod. I really just wanna be happy. Write up a song, it's catchy. I'm building my power and my fluency can meet at the top and make everything drop. How can they go? As they're dancing to the tempo or the switch up of the flow. Going straight, make it right. We could take a private place. Be your ghost, make it work. Then it's brought up for control. I wasn't born to be so quiet, not in 99. I've been raised to be the greatest and a grand was mine. If you're thinking there's a problem, I'll just let you talk. And you would bring me one step closer to my red carpet walk.
Gotta get up and go, you know I'm moving fast. Sing it out on my thoughts so we can have a blast. We'll be driving along to limits for our speed. Leading everybody here, yeah, we're staying on